KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning, I'm Tyler Russell, and the morning show brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa, promoting health and wellness in the community at handandstone.com. We've been talking about the good a lot of local nonprofits and community members do here in Laguna, and we're going to focus on that again this morning. You may know the My Hero Project. They do the Laguna Hero Fest every year, honoring local heroes, showcasing some documentaries and short films. And in studio this morning, we've got a few people and are going to be joined by more. Jeannie Myers, the executive director of My Hero Project. How are you?
Hi, nice to be here.
Thank you very much. And then we've got Mike Beenan, the co-founder of Laguna Blue Belt Coalition. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Tyler.
And then Nancy Caruso, known as the Kelp Lady, affectionately in town. She'll join us in a little bit. So Jeannie, let's start by talking about this year's My Hero Fest, the Laguna Hero Fest, that is. If people haven't been before, what can they expect?
This year, we're premiering the Laguna Beach Eco Heroes documentary, a project that was funded by the Mass and Green Foundation and the Laguna Beach Community Foundation that brings together incredible heroes who are working to keep a clean and pristine blue and green Laguna. And the half-hour documentary will be premiering work that's been collected from organizations like Laguna Blue Belt, from Mike, and from One World, One Ocean, as well as documentaries we've made over the years celebrating amazing local heroes like James Dilley and Mary Fagress and more. So we hope everyone will come and celebrate these great local heroes. And Mike could tell you a little bit about his work with the Laguna Blue Belt.
Sure, Mike. You are one of the featured people as a local eco hero, if you will. And in fact, you, if I remember correctly, a couple years ago, you won or were a runner-up in Cox's contest, right?
That's right, Tyler. Yeah. Actually, I won first prize in the Cox Communication Trust for Public Land, and that was for our work on Aliso Creek to remove urban runoff that's polluting the ocean and beach. And this was really a first attempt that we know of to take polluted urban runoff out, clean it super clean, and then redistribute it as recycled water. So the more recycled water we have, the less polluted water we're dumping in the ocean, and that's one of the Laguna Blue Belt goals.
Great. And in the film, what are people going to learn about what you've done with the Blue Belt or what the Blue Belt means?
Well, the Laguna Blue Belt has really five goals. They're pretty straightforward. One is the education. We need to know more about the ocean, what's in there and how it works. The second is to protect the ocean here through enforcement. The third is to improve our ocean water quality. Every day we discharge 10 million gallons of secondary sewage 1.2 miles off Aliso Beach. And ocean upwelling returns that to the shore. So we need to repurpose that water. The fourth is habitat restoration. Once we have a healthier ocean, we can restore the habitat with abalone and kelp forests. And the final is networking. We want to be open to communication. We work with the fishing community. We work with state agencies. And we work, obviously, with the community.
Now, the Blue Belt's not to be confused with the Green Belt. So will you distinguish those for us?
Well, actually, it's been an evolution. Jim Dilley was really one of our early local heroes, and he had a vision for a green belt around Laguna, and we've all enjoyed that and worked very, very hard to do that. Now it's a national and international model. The green belt really got us stimulated thinking about the blue belt, and I'm an ocean guy, and so we moved ahead and started creating the blue belt. The green belt touches the blue belt at Aliso Beach.
Okay.
And we may be the first city in the United States to have a contiguous green belt, blue belt surrounding us. And we hope this can be a model for other communities, whether they have a river, creek, lake, or ocean.
Right. So you can see Mike in this film at Laguna Hero Fest and several other local eco heroes. We're going to talk to Nancy Caruso when she gets here in a little bit. And Jeannie, where can people go to get tickets and make sure they attend the Laguna Hero Fest?
MyHero.com/Laguna has information about the festival. It's open to people of all ages. And we have an afternoon program at 3:30 at 7 Degrees for children. And the Boys and Girls Club children will be coming, and other members of the community are invited to the earlier program. The evening program begins at 7:30. We'll have music, we'll have art, we'll have a great half hour, and very thankful to all of the community of filmmakers and musicians that contributed to this project.
And so it's at 7 Degrees, of course.
It's at 7 Degrees, and myhero.com/Laguna is where you can get more details.
If people miss this for whatever reason, they're not in town on the 14th like myself, where can we see the documentary afterward?
It's our hope that the documentary will be broadcast on cable and public television and will be made available to schools and hotels. Our whole, you know, goal is to educate both the community as well as tourists that come to Laguna why they should understand and love Laguna and who helped make it that way and how they can help keep it that way.
Great. So, well said. Jeannie Myers, executive director of My Hero Project, and Mike Beaton in studio as well. Mike, do you want to introduce the song we're going to play now, which is the Dilly Ditty, which I think is Doug and Sasha, right?
That's
right. Doug Miller, Sasha Evans. And it's about the legendary Greenbelt savior.
Absolutely. And let's go ahead and hear it.
Here we go. That's local music on KX93.5 from Orlando, Napier. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're joined this morning by Jeannie Myers of the My Hero Project, talking about the Hero Fest, the Laguna Hero Fest, coming up on May 14th at 7 Degrees. Hi again, Jeannie. How are
Hi.
You? And we just talked to Mike Beaton of Laguna Blue Belt Foundation, and we should mention lagunabluebelt.org is his website, where you can watch an 8-minute video about the Blue Belt and then learn, of course, more at the 30-minute documentary at My Hero Fest in Laguna, which celebrates a lot of local eco-heroes. And so now let's talk to Nancy. Hi, Nancy Caruso. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Get a little closer to that microphone for me. You are affectionately known in town as the Kelp Lady. Would you like to explain to us what that means?
Sure. In 2002, I started on a project to restore the kelp forests along our coastline. And not a lot of people even noticed that they were gone because they're underwater. They're invisible. You can't see them. And but people were missing were the fish and all the animals that used to live along the coast. And that kelp is really important to create habitat and food for the 800 different species that live along the coast. So we were successful, myself and 10,000 other volunteers, from kids in the fifth grade all the way up to adults out there helping me kelp plant the kelp in the ocean. And once the kelp started coming back, we decided, you know what, we need to have a big party and celebrate here in the kelp mecca of the world, where there's so much kelp, was so much kelp at one time. So we started having a kelp fest just to share with the community how excited we were that it was coming back, and to share with them the benefits of having kelp along the coast, because it hadn't been here in 25 years, and to show them that it was okay. It wasn't the slimy stuff in the water that wraps around your legs. It was actually important, and we use it in our everyday lives and thousands of products, and that the ocean inhabitants that live along our coast rely on it, and it's important for our ecosystem.
Right. And the Kelp Fest was just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, April the 18th.
Okay, so if you missed this year, sorry, you got to wait till next April, I guess. And in the film, I don't know, have you seen the documentary yet?
I have, yeah.
So what's your role in the film? What are people going to learn?
People are going to learn a lot about kelp, okay, which is fantastic. They did a fantastic job on the film. The filmmaker herself is a wonderful lady, and they made a wonderful film that not only shows the project in all of its glory, but also educates people right inside the movie. They will walk away with all kinds of knowledge about kelp forests that they had no idea that they wanted to know, but
sure,
now they do.
Well, what's cool about this, Jeannie, is this film that you made, this documentary that's showing again at the Laguna Hero Fest on May 14th, is a collection of 7 years or so of documentaries and footage. So you were able to dig back and look at old kelp fests and old things like that, right, that you had footage of.
We, last year, Nancy was honored. Three different people nominated Nancy as a hero, and we were able to make a beautiful short film with Annabelle Vo's direction, and it won awards at some festivals, and it's screening in different places. And that's one of the pieces. Other films that have won awards at our festival were produced by Greg McGilvery, One World, One Ocean. They contributed work. And you know, Weiland was honored at our festival for his Blues Planet work, and Nick Eye and Weiland's are featured in this documentary as well. So it's just, you know, amazing to have so much support from filmmakers in Laguna, the drone footage from Rob Elliott and the aerial footage from Tom Lamb, and everyone's contributed. Steve and Beth Woods contributed music. Tyler, we had great music from Doug, and Sasha has been contributing, and Ty Siegel's band gave us some of their music for this. So it's quite an eclectic love letter to Laguna, with the goal of educating and inspiring young people and our visitors to keep Laguna blue and green.
Yeah.
And it's just been a labor of love, and so much fun to see it come together. And it's hard to condense everything that's so great into a half hour. So longer films like the Laguna Blue Belt and Nancy's film, longer versions of those films exist on myhero.com. And all of these resources are available on myhero.com/Laguna. And we're just so grateful to live in such a beautiful space and have so many people concerned about protecting it and preserving it. So it's really been a joy to put this together over the years and to see it come together in this half hour that hopefully will reach more people and more communities with Laguna as a model.
Yeah.
Because My Hero is used in 194 countries, and students and teachers around the world view our content and then want to emulate our heroes. So we feel very lucky to have this opportunity.
I should mention that Jeannie has formerly not wanted to come on the radio because she gets nervous to talk about it. But you're so passionate about this project that you can hear it in your voice how excited you were to do this. And it warrants you coming to KX93.5. So thank you.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Nancy, anything else you want to add?
Well, to learn more about ocean restoration and kelp projects, you can visit my website at getinspiredinc.org.
Excellent. Thank you. My Hero Fest, the Laguna version, is May 14th at 7 degrees. MyHero.com/Laguna is where people can find everything, right?
That's right.
And thank to you both, and good luck, and keep us in the loop, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks. We're KX93.5.